USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The VP's New Year's resolution helped strengthen voting rights as Vice President Kamala Harris appeared on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday morning and doubled down on the importance of passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Harris saying the stakes are too high to leave the issue unaddressed, expressing exasperation with half of the Senate for refusing to debate the legislation. For now, it all remains at a standstill. A new shortage, a glass bottle shortage affecting wineries and distilleries across the nation. The owner of a whiskey distillery in San Diego says they're living bottle to bottle a day at a time. Supply chain issues aren't just limited to bottles, of course. Distilleries and wineries also say they're having a hard time just getting a hold of corks and labels as well. And the demand is only increasing just ahead of New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police say a 32-year-old Missouri woman has admitted to killing her boyfriend on Christmas Eve with a sword, but they say Brittany Wilson explained she had to do it because she needed to set him free of the other entities living inside his body. They picked her up at her home in Cape Girardeau after she called 911 herself. Many NFL teams were in playoff chase mode over the weekend, and the Cowboys asserted their dominance over the NFC East, crushing the Washington football team 56-14 on Sunday Night Football. And Cowboys wide receiver Sadarian Lamb became the fourth player in Cowboys history to top 1,000 receiving yards in his second season. He said about that blowout,
"It don't happen too many times in the NFL, and I just found out that we scored probably the highest this season, so it's huge."
That is heard on Sunday Night Football on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More and more companies have decided they will not be represented in Las Vegas, at least not firsthand, at the Consumer Electronics Show next month. Microsoft now, the latest to say it will only participate in the CES remotely without any physical presence because of the concerns about the rise of the fast-spreading Omicron coronavirus variant. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and many other big companies have bowed out already. Before the Friday report that Microsoft will be at the CES only remotely, Consumer Electronics Show officials saying last week the event will still go on, though, scheduled on January 5th through the 8th, with vaccination requirements, masking, and COVID-19 tests available for in-person participation. They're still analyzing the data, but it shows that nationwide, a lot of kids are getting COVID-19 now that the Omicron variant's spreading. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, 170,000 children tested positive for COVID last week. That's an increase of nearly 28% in just 2 weeks.
And while the term regifting was born in a Seinfeld episode in the 90s, two New Hampshire brothers started it back in 1987 when Ryan Wasson got a box of Lifesavers for his brother Eric as a joke. The next year, Eric gave it back to him, and they've been doing it ever since. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.